Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, and we're here until 5 a.m. It is Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. I'm always thrilled to welcome my next guest to the show. She's one of my favorite humans on the planet. And she's my future ex-wife, and she is currently starring in Perpetual Grace LTD, or maybe it's limited. We'll have to figure that one out. But she was in Ash vs. Evil Dead. She's been on the show several times. She's one of our favorites, and she's Dana DiLorenzo. Dana, how are you?
My future ex-husband, the king of the airwaves. How are you, Nick?
I'm good. It's good to hear you. Good to hear your voice.
I know, you too. Oh. I'm a little hoarse today because it's like shockingly like a little Chicago cold in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, we've had about, I don't know, 75 inches of rain in the past like 3 days. It's been,
it just
won't stop raining.
You guys have had a hell, I mean, between that and like the negative 60 in the winter that I was, really not that sad that I wasn't there for, but I was sad that I lost my title of like, oh, I survived the coldest winter in Chicago when it was only like negative 40. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you guys.
We had.
But that's why Chicagoans are the best. That's, you survive all this crap.
We had the, you know, they called it the polar vortex, Dana, and it was it was unbelievable. That's all I'm saying. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So how you been?
Man.
How you been?
I'm better now that I'm talking to you.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm better now that I'm talking to you.
Well, look at this love fest. It's like, it's like no time at all has gone by at all.
Oh, man. So you were traveling around for a while, and now you're back in LA, right?
I am, yes, back in LA. I was in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and surrounding desert areas without any Wi-Fi or reception that were haunted. When I was shooting Perpetual Grace for on and off since like November, and yeah, now I'm here, and I'm here, there, everywhere. But I'm coming. I hope to come back. You know, I always love coming to Chicago in the summer because I tell people who haven't been there that it's the happiest place on earth. Like, truly in the world, Chicago in the summer is the happiest place on earth. Everyone, like, skips down the street, and birds are, it's like a Disney film.
Yeah.
Because and it just makes you happy. It's infectious. So well, I hope to get there this summer, and I'll come say hi.
You have to come back to Chicago. I miss you.
I miss you, too. I always come back at least once a summer.
Okay.
I can't stay away. Can't stay away from you, and I can't stay away from the architectural tour. Down the center of the river. I'm local for 10 years, and I'm like, I have to do it every year. It's my favorite thing.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
You're like, yeah, well, that's lame. I'm not going to be doing that with you, Dana. But you be my guest and call me when you're done.
So
we still have to eat Potbellies together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember?
Yeah.
Don't you live near one or something?
I live a Lou Malnati's and a Potbellies.
Oh, my favorite.
Both of them, yes. 900 feet away from my front door.
That's all I want to do is eat food with you in Chicago.
Okay,
can we call that a date? Is it happening?
We'll call it a date. Absolutely.
I mean, we really kind of pick up our pace if you're going to be my future ex-husband, you call me your future ex-wife. We got to go through those motions if we want to get to that point.
I think we do. Yeah, I think we do. So, now let me ask you a question. Is it limited or an LTD, Perpetual Grace?
You know, the Perpetual Grace, it's pronounced limited, but like I think they're saying LTD because the name of the church that is owned by the people, Ma and Pa, who are played by Sir Ben Kingsley and Jackie Weaver, it's called Our Lady of Perpetual Grace.
Oh, okay.
And it's but it's also a company, which is part of the whole the scheme and the whole layout of the show. But that is, I think. I don't know. What do you think sounds better? Perpetual Grace, Perpetual Grace Limited, Perpetual Grace LTD.
I think it's either way. It sounds pretty cool.
It's a
very original type. But hey, by the way, I don't know if you are aware of this, right? That you were on Svengoolie just past Saturday.
He messaged me, and I was so honored to have a replay of that. I love him.
Yeah.
We hung out with him, you and I, last time I was in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, that was at the Flashback.
He's the coolest.
The Flashback convention.
Yeah.
He interviewed you, and they ran it. They ran it again on Saturday night. It was just.
I am honored. No, because I didn't get to have access to it. So I tried. I've tried many a time.
Yeah.
My friends are taping it. I have a few friends that taped it for me. But I loved all of it. I felt like I finally got my cool card when I got to talk to him. Finally.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best.
He's the best.
Yeah, he is. All right, so let's talk about this Perpetual Grace, Dana. Tell
Great.
Me. Now, I've had Steve on the show a few times back. I mean, back.
Stephen Conrad, the creator. Yes.
Yes.
The genius that is Stephen Conrad.
He is a lovely man, and he actually wrote and directed one of my favorite movies of like the past like 15 years, and it's The Promotion with
someone was just saying that the other night that was their favorite movie.
Sure.
Yeah, that's great. That's such, isn't that great?
John C. Reilly and Sean William Scott. It's just such a great movie.
I know.
And my good and my good friend Tony Fitzpatrick.
Right. I always forget that you're friend. Yes.
Yeah.
And he plays probably one of the, I mean, they're all the great roles, but I love him in Patriot.
Oh yeah, he's great. And that's a great show too. That's also another Steve. So how did the part in Perpetual Grace come to you, Dana?
Well, and I will tell you, but I have to say this before I forget. I need to manage expectations. I am not starring in it. I'm not even a series regular. I'm just, first of all, happy to blink on this show. I'm not even kidding. I'm so excited for people to see the show. I have a very small recurring role. I mean, I'm not in every episode. I'm just, so I want to just manage expectations. It's not, you know, Kelly and Asher's Evil Dead. But I have to tell you that I am so thrilled to even be a part of it in some, like, I would have been an extra. I'm not even kidding. It's that good of a show. But how it came to be, I guess, is, because Stephen Conrad is a Chicago guy as well as the co-creator Bruce Paris, and I actually worked with Stephen Conrad like 10 years ago on a pilot he wrote and directed for his brother. Now I don't know if I'm sure you know this, but on Patriot, his brother, the brilliant Chris Conrad, plays Dennis, and in this show he plays New Leaf, and it's incredible because when you have Stephen writes for his brother, unlike what anyone else could do. I mean, obviously when you have a sibling. And you can write to know, like, exactly what their wheelhouse is. And the two of them together are just unstoppable. So I'd worked on this pilot way back when with pretty much half of the supporting roles in Patriot. Because Stephen Conrad is that kind of person that if you were a good person and you're fun to work with or easy to get along with and you are, you know, do your job, he takes you everywhere. So, I will say to anyone out there who's a fan of Patriot.
Yeah.
Most of those people, I mean, pretty much the entire cast is in this as well. And it's incredible because then you create this environment that is just such a fun, supportive, wonderful, zero ego place to work and be. And I never wanted to leave. In fact, I started pretending I worked at craft services just so I could hang around on set because it was that fun. Steve and I sort of kept in contact over the years and a little bit here and there, but not really. And then he reached out and said, hey, I'm writing this role and I think you'd be great for it. And I thought to myself, like, okay. If I'm lucky enough, sure. And turns out, there it is. And I, they got the call and got the offer, and I was so excited. And as it went along, it was supposed to just be a very, very, very little part. And then he ended up writing some more scenes, and I got to do some more, some beautiful things that he wrote that are so fun. And I'm very excited because Ash vs. Evil Dead fans will be pleased to hear that not only is the show itself Hitchcock inspired, like there was, you know, director's notes in there that said a Hitchcock close up. So I call it it's kind of its own thing. Nothing's been done like this before, I don't think. But it's a Hitchcock-inspired dark comedy thriller with soul, is how I'm personally describing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so that, I think that's something to be said. But also, the joy, Nick, I you might be shocked by this, but my character, Valerie Spoons, has a filthy mouth.
Oh.
How exciting. You know I love that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah, and so the show is, it's so many things, but it's basically about this whole team. It's like, they're calling it like a TV noir. And it's sort of this like Russian doll that as it unravels, it gets more and more connected and complicated and surprising. Like, it's one of those things when the episode ends, you're like, what happens? Like, no, I need to know. It keeps you hooked every episode. And it's all of these characters who are, Basically, they're all survivors of some trauma, and you find out that as that goes along. But they're all kind of having this existential crisis, and what ends up coming out of that is this con job that is where Jimmy Simpson, he's brilliant in this, beyond brilliant, gets roped into this scheme that Damon Harriman, who plays Paul, and I play Damon Harriman's girlfriend, to get money back, to steal money from Damon's parents, who are Sir Ben Kingsley and Jackie Weaver, because they run this church and they take advantage of all these people and steal their money. And Jimmy had a traumatic experience, and Damon and all these people, they want to steal the money back. Basically, it's the story of Robin Hood. How about we just say that?
Okay.
It's like Robin Hood stealing from the bad people to give to the good people. But the problem, as you might guess, is that, you know, when you are manipulating, even when they're bad people and you're trying to do the right thing and you want to do the right thing for someone you love or someone you're indebted to, whatever it is, but when you do that, you inevitably hurt someone else.
Right.
And then that becomes a domino effect.
All right. Listen, Dana, hang on, okay?
Oh, God, I'm already cut off.
No. We have to take a break, okay?
I'll take a breath while you take a break.
All right, you do that. All right, there's Dana. Dana DiLorenzo, I love her so much. And the show is called Perpetual Grace Limited. And it premieres on Sunday night, June 2nd, on Epix, E-P-I-X. Check your cable provider. I've got it. I subscribe to it because Dana's on the network, so I have to. That's just what happens. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with more with Dana DiLorenzo right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Tuesday morning, and we're here till 5 a.m. Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. My guest right now is Dana DiLorenzo. You know her from Ash vs. Evil Dead and so many other things, and she's now currently going to be starring on Perpetual Grace Limited, which premieres on Sunday, June 2nd, on Epix. And let's get Dana back onto the show. Hey, Dana.
Oh, hi, Nicky.
Hi.
Did you miss me?
I missed you. I miss you all the time. You know that.
I miss you all the time.
Hey,
you have such a great voice. Has anyone ever told you that you have a great voice?
That I should be in radio, you think?
You should be in radio. What do you think? I mean, I know you used to be artistic directors, you know, and of theaters and all these wonderful things, but you really nail it.
You think so? You know,
I know.
I gotta tell you, oddly, this past Saturday was my 34th anniversary with WGN.
Oh my goodness! How happy anniversary, Nick!
Thank you.
That's huge.
Yeah,
34 years, man. That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
In radio, no less. That's hard to do.
Oh, it is.
That's hard to do, baby. Congratulations.
And thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate that. That was just past Saturday. I'm really looking forward to seeing this show because everything about it seems really intriguing to me, and I've seen all the commercials for it and everything. And you know, I got to tell you, Dana, it's not a bad cast.
I mean, Sir Ben Kingsley, he's okay.
Yeah,
no, truly. I mean, I can't say enough about this show. Even the ones that you're not seeing in the trailers or the clips. But the main cast, and like, by the way, you know, you're going to fall in love with, I think he's like 14 in real life. His name is, first of all, he's a 14-year-old kid named Dash. It's his real name.
Really?
Dash Williams. And he plays he's so phenomenal and holds his own with all of these magnificent cast of characters. Like I said, Ben Kingsley, Jackie Weaver, Jimmy Simpson, Damon Harriman, who, by the way, Damon Harriman is playing Manson in Tarantino's new show. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
So, like, all of these people, Haname Lee, Kurtwood Smith, Terry O'Quinn. So they're both on. Terry O'Quinn was John Lakeman's dad in Patriot. Kurtwood was Leslie.
Yeah.
And also
Louis Guzman.
Oh, did I forget my boy Louis, who I play lovers with?
Yeah,
as part of this whole scheme. Oh my God, Louis is that guy who's in everything.
He's in my favorite movie of all time. You know that?
What? Well, Which is what again?
Magnolia.
Oh my God, that's right.
Magnolia is my favorite movie of all time, and he's in Magnolia.
Oh, he's in literally everything.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I mean, but in this particularly, and most, I had so many scenes with him. I can tell you firsthand, he will break your heart. He will break your heart in this, and then he'll also make you laugh the hardest. I mean, I really, you know me, I don't BS, Nick.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Yeah.
Don't, like, honestly, I love you that you subscribe to FX and are watching it for me, but like I said, I'm not starring in it. I have a recurring role. I'm in the couple first scenes of the first episode, and then my character, like, pops in sporadically. I'd say, like, right in the middle of the season, she really has this moment,
mm-hmm.
And you kind of learn what she's about, and so I'm sprinkled throughout, and then in the finale, so you'll see it, but it's one of those things, like, right when you're like, whatever happened to that character, boom, then she comes back in. But this cast of characters, you said, this cast in general, phenomenal. The writing is beyond anything. I've never binge-read scripts in my life. I binge-read it. Like, it was that good.
Yeah.
And it's perfect because it's not one of those shows that's, like, super hard to follow, even though it's very involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not one of those where you're like, wait, what happened? Is it, like, there. Anytime there's a flashback, Stephen and Bruce chose to make it in black and white. So you know if you're watching something in black and white, it's a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you'll see. It's really just such a phenomenal show. And anyway, this kid, Dash Williams, is 14, and he plays this awkward kid that is just so damn funny. Nick, you're going to love this kid. He's so
funny. That's awesome.
So funny.
Yeah.
And Michael Chernus, by the way, who I think I forgot to mention him. It's incredible. Everybody in this. But I love it because right when it's about to get super dramatic or super serious, before it gets to that point, the pendulum swings right to the other side, and it makes you laugh.
Yeah.
And it's such a, but it's a dark laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes back to, and it's a thriller, and it's all the things. It's all the things. It's murder. It's a who. It's all of it.
And I got to tell you, I'm such a fan of Jimmy Simpson's. I think he's so great. And you know, I've loved him since It's Always Sunny.
Yeah,
he's so hilarious on that. But you know what he was terrific in? I mean, he's been great in everything. But
in everything.
That Biggie, the Tupac.
Oh.
He was so good in that. I mean,
Nick, wait till you see him in this. Wait. I mean, that's another guy like Louis, where he's also literally in everything. He's one of the hardest working guys in show business. And he always plays, like, this article just came out in Vanity Fair, where he, like, always plays these, like, offbeat, sort of quirky characters. And in this, I didn't breathe. They're an hour long. There's 10 episodes in the season. We just had our premiere, and I saw the first episode, and I knew, I already had high expectations. I knew it was going to be brilliant because I got to also shadow Stephen as a director for a week or two. And so I watched a lot of it that I wasn't even in. But then seeing it, all of a sudden my abs hurt because I was not breathing. I was like clenched.
Yeah.
Because it's that good.
That's good.
And Jimmy, can I just read this to you? Stephen Conrad tweeted this today. This also says a lot about, you know how great Stephen is.
Yeah.
But this is what the writer, director, the creator of the show said. Jimmy is a dream. He's an artist and a pal. And he's a gentleman. Here's something about him because there's something about him. And I think that's so, I mean, you see, it's so poetic and fabulous. You see the Biggie thing. Oh, wait till you see this.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
So much without saying a word. That's,
you know,
as a woman of many, 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 many words, I respect somebody that can just say it all.
Right.
Without a damn word.
You know, it's what's really funny, Dana, is I've been, you know, obviously I follow you on the Twitters and on the Facebooks and all that stuff, and I saw some of the pictures that you posted at the premiere, and I believe my favorite picture
that you posted
picture is you embarrassing yourself in front of Ben Kingsley and his wife.
Yeah, right.
Which is just. Which is just one of the most wonderful pictures that I've seen. And it's like Ben Kingsley is like touching your arm going, it's okay.
I think he actually, can I tell you, he was touching my arm because I kept touching him. You don't touch your Ben. It's not from him. Like he has no ego whatsoever. I've worked with, like, you know, college kids that have more of an ego than he did. But like, I kept touching him and his wife. Like you know I'm Italian. I touch people.
Yeah.
But, like, this was, you would have told me to stop touching you. That's how much I was touching him. And I think he grabbed my hand, my arm, to be like, could you stop? Just pounding my chest. Could you stop, you insane woman? And this is how that whole night, I kind of blacked out. He came up and said something kind to me. I don't even remember. Because I just get so... I don't know why. He has a presence that you will not believe, and it comes through on camera. But, like, in person, I mean, I'm not going to, don't tell him this, but, like, I've never even seen Gandhi. Let's not, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like he's my favorite actor. I respect him, but there's something, he comes up to you, and I'm just like, I'm going to read that, blah, blah. And I blacked out. Like, I had, like, a stressful blackout. And so all I know is, this is how my friends described it, who took that picture. I was like, why didn't you save me? They're like, oh, you talked to him for a solid 20 minutes. I'm like, I never even spent more than 30 seconds with the man. I don't know. What do you mean? Why didn't you save me? They're like, well, you look, you know, they look entertained. And I was like, they're like, what did you say? I'm like, honestly, I had such a mental block. I don't remember anything. And they go, well, I kind of believe you, because, you know, the first 5 minutes we took the pictures, you were making them laugh, it was going well. You gave him a hug. I'm like, oh God, I gave him a hug. And they're like, oh good, she gave him a hug, the story's over. Oh, she's starting another story. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. She's going to wrap it up. Wrap it up, Dana. Wrap it up. Oh, and she's touching. Oh, she's giving him a hug. Oh, good. Okay. She's gone. Oh, and there's another story. That was my. And they didn't save me. They just laughed and watched the bar.
I don't know why I'm surprised. I don't know why I'm not surprised by this story, Dana. I'm not surprised.
But really, though, of all people, though, I couldn't reel it in.
For once. Ben Kingsley, yeah.
I have never even, swear to God, I've said one thing to him, and it was a line I practiced where I was like, I'm just going to say it's an honor and a privilege. Honor and a privilege to Ben. And I met him when we were on set, and he said, and Steven introduced me to him. He's like, Sir Ben, this is Dana. And I was like, hi, Sir Ben. Like, that's how it came out. And he's like, oh, darling, how are you? And, like, tried to make it okay.
Yeah.
And then I have a 20-minute conversation with him and his wife about God knows what.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There you
and
go.
And I'm touching him. What has happened?
Yeah. All right, listen.
Nick, where were you to come save me?
I should have been there. I would have helped you.
You
all right, Dana, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I love this woman so much. It's sick. Dana DiLorenzo is here, and the show is called Perpetual Grace Limited, and it premieres Sunday, June 2nd on Epics. It's a massive, a great cast, and Dana's a part of that cast, and she's the best. I'm going to take a break, and we'll talk more with Dana right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get back to the conversation with my good friend Dana DiLorenzo, a tremendous actress who you know from Ash vs. Evil Dead, and her latest show is called Perpetual Grace Limited, and it premieres on Sunday, June 2nd on Epics. And let's get Dana back in here. Dana, how are you?
Oh, Nick D, I should talk to you, like, every day, because you just sort of make me feel so good.
Yeah.
So you've always been so supportive, and thank you again. I you know I love you. You're the best.
Oh, well, you know.
34 years on the air, and you keep having me on to just, you know, to just punish the air with words. Why are you glutton for punishment?
Oh, listen, you know, the last time that we saw each other was at that weird hotel thing, the Soho.
It's not weird.
It's a weird. Fabulous. I thought that place was weird, Dana.
Why?
I don't know.
They had marshmallows to toast in the fire.
What
do you got against? What do you got against s'mores?
No, I don't have anything against s'mores. It was funny that we had to teach you how to do a s'more.
Okay.
That night.
You know, you don't need it. I mean, come on. Have I not been embarrassed enough? Have I not been self-effacing enough for you tonight?
No.
Yeah.
I thought the place was interesting, but it was just kind of had a weird vibe to it. I don't know why. Is it haunted? Is that place haunted?
I don't know. But my friend who was the manager there was kind enough to get me that, a fabulous hotel room there last minute for a discount. So I love those.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was, you know, I just thought the place was a little weird, but we did have a good time.
Well, I'll never take you there.
Okay.
It just so happened I was in town 24 hours, and I was like, I got no time.
Right.
You want to come meet me here? There's like 70 rooms of, like, this is a billiard room, this is a, you know, this restaurant, and there's a rooftop with s'mores.
Yeah.
But how do you get I thought the chocolate and the graham cracker went on.
Well, you almost put the chocolate in the fire. That's when we had to go.
Because I wanted it to be melty. Why did you want a squishy damn marshmallow with a hard, cold piece of Hershey?
Yeah. Well, it worked out, though.
It was cold out.
It was chilly.
We got it.
Everything is good.
And then I kind of turned into just like a pyro.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, David's a butthead.
You wouldn't let the fire. You threw another log on the fire. How long we were outside? You threw another log on the fire.
Well, but it was freezing. It was like the winter in Chicago, and there was a fire, and I wanted to be warm.
Those
blankets weren't cutting it, my friend.
No, they weren't. So listen,
I traumatized you.
No, it's okay. It's all right. So Perpetual Grace coming on this Sunday. Are you working on anything else right now, Dana? Are you working on anything? What do you got going on? Anything else?
Well, right now, some of this won't be televised. I'm doing this. I'm very happy and honored to be part of this Young Playwrights Festival, where I'm one of the actors who's performing one of the 12 plays selected, written by kids aged 9 to 19.
Oh, wow.
And that's going on for the month of June. I think it's just such a cool thing what they do. They fly them out and from all over the country, and so it doesn't matter where you are. If you wrote a play and you submit it and you got picked, let me tell you, this 15-year-old who wrote this play about a couple on a date, Anya Jimenez, I read her play and I was like, I need to rethink my life choices because this 15-year-old is brilliant. What am I doing with my life? Like, she wrote this. It's like Neil Simon meets John Patrick Shanley. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
So I'm doing that right now. And then, you know, because we're waiting on to hear about season two, the other thing that apparently I just heard this yesterday from the brilliant writer-director Nicole Payone of Friendsgiving that I think you and I talked about.
Yeah.
It apparently just lit up the international sales at Cannes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, and so she told me that it's got a bunch of international sales in, but it's going to come out in the States in November.
Okay.
So stay tuned on that too.
All right, very.
And you know, if you're never, you're when you're working actor, you're never really working. You're just always trying to find a job. That's the secret.
Yeah.
That's why we're also, you know. But I'm honestly just so I'm just putting all my chips on hoping we get a season two for Perpetual Grace because it's that good. I just want to be a gopher on that show. So good.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see it. I can't wait to see it on Sunday.
I really can't wait for you either. It's one of the, and you know, it's perfect timing because like people, you can't really compare it to anything. I've seen some things come out about it, like, oh, it's a new Breaking Bad. It's not really. Honestly, this is crazy to say, but I think it's even better if you can imagine. But like Game of Thrones is over now, so like I feel like anybody who wants to watch a show that they can sink their teeth into and get hooked, this is the show.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit. Dana, do you like doing the conventions? Because we had you here for Flashback this past August, and you know, Ash versus Evil Dead, you do a lot of the conventions. Do you have fun doing those?
I love them. You saw me. I mean, I'm like the first one on the floor and the last one to leave.
Yeah.
Because shocking, I talk a lot.
Yes.
They're the ones like, I have other people to see, woman. And I'm like, no, come, stay with me. I really do, because especially for something like Ash, which is, you know, a love letter to the fans. That's how it was created, solely as a love letter to those lifelong fans. So, you know, especially now that it's been off the air for what, I think a year now. And I haven't, you know, we haven't shot it for 2 years. So it's always wonderful to go back and to have people still be excited and talk about their favorite scenes or their favorite episodes. And that's, you know, I'm passionate about it. And I had, it was a, you know, experience of a lifetime. So then any chance I get to talk to the fans who it was made for, and that I get to be reminded why it was tortured in all the blood and the viscera and guts. It's like, it's like playing, it's like a puppy. Like it's infectious, you know? I love it. And I'm so happy I got to see you and spend some time with you there. And that was so much fun. And you did our panel.
Yeah. I did the panel with you and Ray.
And then you hosted the movies at night.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
We got, you know, Bruce is coming this year to Flashback.
And I heard it's like Bruce and Sam.
Bruce, Sam, and Ted.
And Ted.
And,
come on.
Yeah. That's the first, you know.
But maybe I should come and crash it.
You should. You could stay in my room. You know that.
Calm down. Tom, are you going to come? Is Tom going to be invited to your room too?
Tom will be there. Yeah, don't worry.
It'll be like Three's Company.
Yeah, it'll be like Three's Company. We'll just the doors will be slamming and everything will be, you know, it'll just be like be Jack Tripper. We'll be Jack Tripper all over the place. hey, you know, I watched Three's Company the other night. It was the one with the misunderstanding. You remember that one?
Oh, that one. And then there was hilarity ensued, and then that one physical comedy moment.
Yeah, you remember that? The one with the misunderstanding.
And then remember what's her name got mad at what's her name,
right. That's exactly
what. That was the best one.
So, Perpetual Grace, it debuts on Sunday, June 2nd on Epix.
Very quickly around the corner, yeah.
And it is coming up. And now this is the second time that I've subscribed to a cable service because of you. Because I did not have...
My dad is like, what is it with you getting on these shows? I got to subscribe. I use a typewriter.
How's your dad doing, by the way? How's your dad?
Oh, my dad loved meeting you. He's all right. He's doing all right. You know, he's... I might actually be coming back right around Flashback because he always goes to Chicago on his business trip in August. So, but he had the best time at that convention. That was Daddy's first convention. He became... More people wanted his autograph. He was the biggest hit at the thing. Everybody. He was like the Godfather. People were coming in the ring.
No. He was a rock star, Dana, at Flashback.
Going up to fans. No, Nick, you saw this. He went up to the fans after they'd come up to me and be like, he'd go shake their hand and be like, can I just thank you for watching my daughter's show and for supporting her coming out to see her today? It was the cutest thing. He would go shake the fans and be like, thank you. He thought he was my security guard. Oh, he's just my pop.
No, it was a great weekend. It was a great weekend.
Yeah. But he's doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
How is your dad doing? What was his latest joke?
My dad's, I can't remember the last joke that he took. We were off yesterday because normally it's Monday mornings he tells the joke every Monday morning. And we were off yesterday because of Memorial Day.
Oh, right. Get him calm. You know, you need a joke today.
You know, he has to do a
double joke since he missed one.
You got to do two jokes the next time.
Yeah
you got to do two jokes. Yeah, my dad, every single time, you know, like, My dad's like a rock star. Whenever, you know, because you know I host a movie screening every month. I do.
That's right.
And I'm doing Ghostbusters, obviously, because I actually texted you because I said you're my favorite fictional Dana is in.
And I said, what did I say?
You sent me back. You said that there is no Dana.
There is no Dana, only Zoom.
Exactly right. But anyway, my dad is always, you know, he always, like, he's a rock star. Like, at my screenings, like, people come up to him instead of me. And they...
I know. So you get it. It's amazing.
Exactly.
It's so fun to watch, though.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So, hey, Dana, thank you so much for joining us.
Nick, please.
It's got to be more...
Thank you. Yeah. You can't thank me. I have to thank you. I owe, like... I mean, honestly, I should start sending you the checks for 10%. You always are so kind to me.
Yeah.
You always are so quick. I really, you know, I love you, and I really appreciate it, though. And you're the best. And congratulations to you again on your 34 years, man.
Yeah. No, listen. I got to tell you this really quickly before we let you go. Honest to God, the first time that you came into the studio and we did that really long interview, one of the best interviews I've ever had, one of the most fun times I've ever had, and it's only gotten better since I've gotten to know you.
I would argue that I peaked at that moment, and it's all been downhill. But I feel like I've just blown it ever since.
Yeah.
But no, Nick, you know, that was absolutely, I had so much fun at that interview, and we actually owe Ted Raimi a thank you, because he's the one that's like, you talked to Nick D.
Yeah.
And I think of that. That was honestly, Nick, like probably my favorite interview of all time.
Oh.
No, it definitely is.
Well, I appreciate that.
I really do.
Well, we'll
come next time I'm in Chicago. I need to come into studio.
Absolutely. Yeah, I fully expect you to be here next week.
All right, done. I'm
about to
book it now.
Okay. All right, Dana. It's always a pleasure, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, thank you, future ex-husband. You're, you know I love you.
Yes, my future ex-wife. All right, there you go. That's Dana DiLorenzo, everybody. I just love her. And Perpetual Grace airs on Sunday. This Sunday, June 2nd, on Epics, and she's the best. And a great cast, and she's part of it, and I just love her. So we're going to take a quick break right here on 720 WGN.